Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And I'm getting to it because it's a two-episode day. Alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Looking cool. And our producer, Andy Lara, looking normal. We're talking about Rancid and 90s. And Andy and I were doing the thing we always do, which is talk about punk and for 90s and 2000. And then Melissa's like, what about Bare Naked Ladies? And we're like, that band's cool too. Have you heard the story why they have that name?
I have not.
No. Because
when they were unknown, they would put it on the marquee and people would come in.
Genius.
It's brilliant.
Genius.
I mean, set up for disappointment.
Yes.
Setting somebody up to talk about really believing in your music. Like, hey, they think they're going to see a naked woman, but instead they're going to hear a middle-aged guy kind of rap.
Chinese chicken.
I mean, that's misappropriating.
It's all about chicken. All about chicken.
Yeah.
Something about anime.
Rapping about Chinese food and
yeah. Anyways.
It's been
Ruby, and we're off the rails, and we're 1 minute into a two-episode day. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. If you haven't taken the time to give us a review, shame on you, because the good fans have.
Yep.
They've said things like, five-star review, the best podcast. I don't stop laughing, and since I really do love the podcast, I'm leaving review like Dustin told us to. That's from the Chris Wood.
Thank you, Chris Wood.
Right here, Danny FC. He had like eight C's there. Good show. 5 stars. This show is good and funny. I recommend it. If I had to give it a star rating, and I do, I would give it 5 stars. There you go,
there
everybody.
You go.
Listen, I know one of the things that that's hard about like podcasts is you don't always get to like share them with people. Like
what do you mean?
You listen to it by yourself and then you want to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah.
And, like, I wish you would have just listened to this with me simultaneously so we could discuss it.
Share earpods.
And then you're like, my
I
spouse.
Earpods.
Earpods are fine. My spouse doesn't like this one, or I like this one, or.
I haven't listened yet.
Or we're fighting, or you haven't gotten to it yet, and you want to, you're like, you know what would be even better is just discussing this podcast with strangers. Well, guys, we have that now. Mm-hmm. We have finally created. Mm-hmm. We have finally. It's taken a while, but we finally created.
It's off the ground.
Off the ground?
I don't know. I didn't mean to say.
Guys, we got a Facebook group. We got a Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook group for those that you like my comedy and you backseaters who love this podcast, and we want you to join it. Who's in that group? Our patrons are already in there. The best of the best.
Uh-huh.
And you could be the best of the best if you want. I want to be the very best.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're the best. All right.
The best is one. You're simply the best. I mean, we can keep going.
Pokemon.
You went back to one we already did.
Dude, sorry.
You missed the point of the exercise.
I didn't know. We had to change it every time.
No, I mean.
It was a callback. It's a joke.
You guys, Melissa's silly because she was really sad right before the pod.
Yes.
And so we got rolling. And now,
I told you guys, I said, keep it light.
Keep it light.
Keep it light for me.
Keep it light, because Melissa was crying right before.
I did not cry.
Melissa.
I was sad.
You were sad.
Dude.
But you know who you could talk to about being sad is the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook group.
Hey fam.
You guys want to cheer Mel up? Head over to the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook. There's going to be a link in the bio to where the description, the show notes. Wherever you listen to this, I bet if you search it, you could probably find it too. But wherever you are listening to this right now, Spotify, Apple that's where it's most likely, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. I think Stitcher's probably still around. Wherever you're out.
MySpace.
What's YouTube. You might be watching on YouTube.
Yep, YouTube, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The link to the Facebook group is right there. Request to join. You'll ask, you'll get a couple of questions. Doug. Mighty Doug created it. A strong patron. Carrie was involved in there as well. Demarius. Some of the best of the best.
James.
Yeah.
Yep. We had some. We have some great administrators.
Yeah. We
yes.
really strong group of admins.
Mm-hmm.
Mel and Mel loves a good admin.
Yes.
They've been
fantastic.
They've been kicking butt and taking names. Taking names of people to join the Facebook group. And So and then Mel and I's personal Facebooks are in that group as well. So every once in a while, like I had to, they did like an auto welcome for new members, and like I got on there, I was being welcomed to my own group, and I was like, this is, I'm not gonna like kind of like this. I'm not gonna lie. So, anyways, go check that out. And then you got someone. Mel listens to crap podcasts, and so I never want to talk about the ones that she'll be like, the ADHD effect of marriage. And I'm like, okay.
Somebody has to. You know, you have a joke right now about how you've read one parenting book.
Yeah.
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 So somebody has to read the other ones.
Well, at least share them in a more entertaining way.
I'll make TikToks just for you.
You're artsy. Make some crafts.
I'm not good at summarizing information and communicating it back.
That's fair.
Like, presenting it in like
that
way.
You were telling a story. You were talking to Joel last night. We were talking to Joel in the kitchen because that's when teens want to talk. No, it's not. I don't mean this in a disparaging way. It's more of an observation. If like Joel's doing the thing, it's the end of the season. He's been sick. You know, it's like getting to the biggest races of the year, and he's struggling with some motivation, and he's a little discouraged. And you kind of just started talking. Were like, well, you know, the difference between freshman and sophomore year. And we're like, well, Joel's a junior, so this doesn't necessarily apply. And then you were like, and then Joel said a joke about how you made a joke about reminding the lead girl runner reminds you of you. And then you just kind of did a new story. What's fun about you is you don't know what you're saying either.
No. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I don't think there's anything wrong. I think it's wildly entertaining.
It's a workshop.
It's an open mic. You're just riffing out here. Ready, shoot, aim. That's how Mel talks, you know?
I don't know.
I love it. I've not had a boring day with you. So I'm just sometimes, and this happens a lot in groups, where we'll be in a group and I'll go, really? Mel's saying that right now. That's the story that just, it's like, you just don't kind of know what's going to pop up.
I don't either. I will like, when we saw Leanne and I've met her before, I was like,
Leanne Morgan.
Five things.
Actually, like, Leanne Rhymes.
I like five things I wanted to compliment her about, but then she zigged and I zagged and that just happened.
And then she told the great booty bump story.
And there was context, but I don't want to even give it to you guys. It just happens.
I love it.
And actually,
I love it. I find it very charming.
I'm like, why did I say that? But I think it's a good thing because when you meet someone that you've watched perform live mm-hmm. and then you get to go backstage and meet them, it's like overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you gave me this hour to experience and I'm going to try and stay chill, but I'm not chill.
Yeah.
And so if people say something weird to me, I don't perform live, but you do. And then if they say something weird to me, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt that I would ask for when I'm backstage.
It's very random. It's very random what you may or may not say. Listen, guys, get on the Facebook group and you tell us whether or not you want to hear the full booty bump story. Because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just giving Mel a hard time because I'm a teaser. And
well, you definitely are just like giving me a hard time. And nobody can craft words like you can.
Well, I just like seeing.
And so
I enjoy it. I have an addiction, and that is to see how you'll react to things. I like to just stir up a reaction out of you.
Well, that's so easy to do.
Yeah, well, it's very unpredictable. I don't know what it's gonna be. So it's like a little game I get to play. It's like a little scratch off, but I always win.
Yeah, you're just like sitting in the back, like what's gonna happen? Now?
What's gonna happen? Your reality. You're my reality TV, except it's not fake. It's good stuff. Anyway, so go check out that Facebook group, leave a review, do all the stuff. We got some things to talk about here. We got a weekend mm-hmm. recap. It was very unconventional weekend.
Yeah.
For us, at least. I got a Stranger Danger. We got a couple topics. I think I'm going to talk about shower window. I want to talk about middle-aged birthdays. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
You know, it's a free country. That was a big phrase there for a while.
It was.
Can I sit here? It's a free country.
And you're like, good grief.
Is it, though? Is it?
Don't you dare.
Hmm?
Don't.
Is
nope.
it?
Mm-mm.
Huh?
No.
No.
Someone had to say it.
I got to get that shot to go to a show. Free country, huh?
Dustin stopped.
Huh?
You're doing this for Andy.
I'm doing this just to get a reaction out of people. That's all
I will not react.
I'm holding back. Holding back.
Purposefully.
It's a funny show about family. It's a funny show about family.
Yeah.
It's a funny show about family.
Listen.
No one's going to give you an inch.
No one's going to pull you up. Pretend you're like where you belong. But where did we do that in this episode or not? We were talking about how oddly deep that song is. But anyways, guys, let's get into it. Weird weekend. So I was in Texas. I flew to Texas on Wednesday night. To quote my dad, back in Texas again. I'm in Texas so much.
Mm-hmm.
Big pastor's gig. It was a conference, actually, for, like, church workers, and I got the main room. Ooh, I got the main room. I got the, it's a big deal. You don't want the breakout rooms. I haven't done a conference in a while. I mean, I used to be a conference speaker, like, I was on the circuit.
You'd be on the pamphlet?
Yeah, I'd be on the pamphlet. And then I started doing comedy a few years later, and then I was like... When I was in that, they'd be like, all right, well, you can go 15 minutes in between the band and the speaker.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. before Francis Chan goes up. And, you know, or there's like we had a talent showcase where people can hire you and, you know, like, so you can go between the magician and the clown. And and I'd be like, I got kids. So I did a lot of that, but this was like a main room one for a bunch of church workers. I got the main room. This is a big old church too. I don't know if you know this, but there's big churches in Dallas.
Yeah. I saw like a map and an email and it was like, here's the gym.
Yeah.
Here's the,
there are campuses. They're big mall energy. I thought of here's, you cause I had to drive through, Addison, saw the Galleria. Anyways,
yes.
Continue.
If it's a big church, they have a bookstore
uh-huh.
and a coffee shop.
And they were like, they were really. Yeah,
sometimes those are merged.
The sacred grounds or whatever, maybe.
You know,
it's classic. Mm-hmm. But this one, they were like, this one's like really good. It's like really good coffee. And I was like, yeah, there's a runner. I'll go get me some coffee. Yeah. It's, I'm sure it's fine, but please. Please. I'm asking for nothing other than a good cup of coffee, please.
Yeah.
And anyway, so. But I got the post-lunch session, which is not ideal. So that's where I'm at on the Christian conference circuit right now. I can get main room, which is good, but you post-lunch, which is not good. But they give you post-lunch on purpose because you're the comedian. I was like the only.
Mm-hmm. But then it's like serious after you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I buried that poor girl after me. She was like, there was like a 10-minute break, and like she was like the biggest name on the thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and
you didn't even tell me about this.
Yeah, and the
lead, now you can't say her name.
The lead guy, it's all very Googleable. But the lead guy was like, "You had a great turnout in there. It was really big. Like we thought it'd be way bigger for her in there because she's like a big name, but nobody's in there now." And I was like, "All right, I mean, I'll receive this. Thank you." But it went well, but it was like, it was like post-launch and they were like staggering it. It's 12:30. That's what I opened. I said, Jerry Seinfeld, the Pope of comedy, said that the ideal comedy environment is late at night, low ceilings, with a crowd with a couple drinks in them. I was like, so this should go well. It's the complete opposite, mm-hmm. you know? And, you know, they were like, there were some pastors doing like the hack pastor jokes before me, like, you know, the... denomination ones. Are there any Lutherans here? You know, yeah, I can tell by the drink in your hand. You're like, that's a Tim Hawkins joke. You stole that joke. You know, Tim, I...
Didn't it whenever go really late?
Yeah, whenever there's four, whenever there's four Lutherans, there's always a fifth, which is an alcohol joke. You know, it's fine. It's fine. You get a fifth of booze. Yeah, yeah. It's like, and you're just watching these guys who have done this their whole life. And I've attended conferences with these speakers before, and it's fine. What do I care? But yeah, of course it went long. They always go long. They always go long.
Yeah.
Whereas the comedian, I'm like, do you want 45, 55? Taylor and I used to do a bit when we talk about doing colleges and corporates and church gigs and stuff like that, where they'll be like, so like about an hour. So, like, what do you, and that's what the contract will say. So, we'll get there. So, be like, so what do you think? Like 45, 50? And they're, but colleges are always like 60.
Yeah, and not 59.
Yeah. But so, anyways, I did 55 and it was great. And what was fun about it was there was like buzz about it. So, more people started coming in.
Oh, that's like, cool.
A fun feeling.
It was a fun, feeling. Yeah. It's like the old like videos where you see where bands playing and like, oh, this is actually going pretty well. What I'm saying is I'm Rage Against the Machine of
churches.
Church pastors.
I also like, you know, I had not done a church gig in a while, like months. Mm-hmm. I had not done one in a long time, 6 months, a year. Like where like when I was touring with Tim Hawkins and John Crist and then I would kind of follow up and do these church gigs. I was doing 7-8 a month and you just kind of like have to kind of remember church sensibilities, not about like, cause I'm a clean comic, but like you can, if it's all adults, like you can do some sex and innuendo jokes. Cause they're like, well, you're what we approve of, you know, you're allowed to make those jokes.
Yeah.
But like, I'll do a joke about like forgiving your parents and they'll be like, what? Everything's so good in our life. We like, we don't have trauma in this world, or like a joke about like drunk driving and they're like, or a joke about cheating or something like that. And they're like, oh, okay, so there takes some like getting used to. Anyways, it went well. But my favorite part of this is I had my Stranger Danger. So there's a woman, Nancy was her name. She came up, so I was signing some books after, selling and signing. And she came up. Now, I've done a few big church events in Dallas, and one of them is at this church, Gateway Church.
Yeah.
And I went in and... I always feel like a bit of an outsider, even though I am a Christian and we go to church, but like my comic sensibilities don't always line up there because I don't, again, it's like there's just a different thing.
You're not a church comic.
I'm not, there's just a different thing sometimes that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it's like what like POD felt when they would do churches there for a while. And then they're like, hey, we got to get out of this. I'm Rage Against the Machine and POD in my analogies here. But this woman, Nancy, comes and she goes, oh, my name's Nancy. And I've seen you before at the Gateway Women's event.
Yeah.
And I remember crushing at that. And she goes, and I was not impressed.
What?
And she goes, but you were much better today. She stood in my line. She didn't buy a book. There was a long line. You were much better today. And then I go, oh, okay. And she goes, we just got to be honest, right? And I say to her, no, not really.
This, you don't want me to be honest now.
This did not need to be said. Just got
to
be honest.
She's like, I had to say it.
You had to be honest if I asked you what you thought of my performance. You came to me, Nancy. You got in my line.
It was like 2 years ago.
To tell me that I wasn't very good. It was like 4 years ago.
It's so long ago.
4 years ago, I did a thing that you didn't love. Honestly, I wasn't that impressed, but you were much better today.
What?
And then she said it again, right? You just got to be honest, right? No, you don't.
Well, also, she's a pastor. She should know.
No, Melissa. She works for the organization that hired me. The conference, she was an employee of the conference. She was a conference worker and told me, and then she goes, I see you're going to be in Arizona a few weeks from now. Because she's like, that's where she lives.
Oh,
and
okay.
She goes like, I go, yeah, well, rubber match. You know, 2 out of 3, maybe you'll see. if you like me, if she comes out and she goes, well, I'm not really, she goes, well, I've never had to pay to see you before.
She asked for comps.
It's like, well, if you came up to me and said, hey, I'm a big fan. I work for the conference. It's great. I'd love to see you in Phoenix. I would have offered you tickets. I'd be like, yeah, because I love giving venue workers and stuff. Like, yeah. Any venue worker, when I do these theaters with Taylor, they're like, we love you. You're coming back. I go, message me. I'll comp your tickets. Da-da-da-da. And I would have probably done that for her. Can we charge Nancy extra?
Come on,
just gotta be honest. Just gotta be honest.
Gotta be
no,
honest.
You don't. I hate.
Oh my gosh.
It's just.
That's so funny. Well, I think she probably feels like that insider.
Yeah.
She's like, we were gonna book you, and we talked about it, and my boss wanted to book you.
It reminds me of when people.
And I wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
But you won me over the second time.
It reminds me of when people say, like, don't take this the wrong way. Like, you're about to hear the meanest thing you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Someone is about to hurt your feelings a whole lot. I just got to be honest. No, you don't. I did not seek out this review. You came to me, Nance.
Well, and it doesn't really matter how she feels about your comedy because the success of the event is based on the attendees.
Right.
Not the event.
And they all liked it.
The conference staff.
Yeah.
Like that. So the poll is actually just neutral.
The conversation ended. I go, thankfully, your boss really likes me. That's what I told, because he books me. That's how we ended. Anyway, so.
Well, someone likes me enough to come back.
Exactly.
So thank them. Let them know.
Old Nancy. Okay,
oh,
so.
Gosh.
Then I flew. I got. I went to. Oh, that day started with a FaceTime in the San Diego airport, Terminal 1, sipping on a Dark Horse coffee, because they added that in Terminal 1. They're revamping all of Terminal 1.
Yeah, it's a huge mess.
Riveting stuff. Yeah. And a FaceTime from Taylor Tomlinson, and I knew as soon as she FaceTimed me, I knew what it was, because mm-hmm. we FaceTime only when there's like an announcement, you know?
Yeah.
And she'll be like, I got another huge opportunity. And I'll be like, we're having a baby.
It is a funny idea. Don't FaceTime me unless you're announcing a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The FaceTime anymore, you're like,
ugh. What? Why?
I feel like as a culture, I'm good on FaceTime.
Like you're fine to FaceTime.
No.
Like we don't need
we're
enough.
Good
I
don't to need not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You better have big news if you're going
to
FaceTime.
If you FaceTime me, it better be something so big you need to see my reaction.
Like,
if you're FaceTiming me to just say hello.
Because you're just like 0 to 100. You're like, oh, okay, what? Like,
and,
what's going on?
Also, because when someone FaceTimes me, I'm like, there's a chance you're going to take a shot over there and post it. Because you're like, I'm announcing my engagement or something like that. And you're like,
I'm not camera ready.
I'm not camera ready. Yeah. Now, when Mel FaceTimes me, you know, when I've been on the road for a while.
Yeah.
You know, to show me her folding the
my
laundry.
What?
She's always folding the laundry.
New spice rack.
She's always folding the laundry.
My washer broke again. That's why I'm so sad.
Melissa likes to like just sit at the table and like eat while we FaceTime sometimes. Just like, you look bored. But we're going to get to boredom.
I
understand. FaceTime etiquette, but I knew she was calling to tell me that she got that CBS job because I knew she was interviewing and I knew that she was a candidate for it and we'd been involved.
And it's been like 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Andy's emotional. He's just so choked up over Taylor's opportunity. And so she FaceTimed me, but I was surprised because she was in her awesome blue suit she was wearing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and then I was like, oh, my gosh, you got the job. And then she put together. I'm like, yeah, we're announcing on. We just filmed to announce it on Colbert. I was like, oh, my gosh, you're in New York right now.
Yeah.
She said, like, I was actually a little like nervous not to. I was afraid you were going to check my location and know because her and I track each other's location.
Yeah.
And she's my only non-family member I do that for. It's helpful. I like it.
I do that with like my bestie and the kids think it's so funny.
Yeah.
They'll tell people. My mom tracks her friend's location. She knows where she is all the time.
Yeah. Well, welcome to life as an adult woman.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. I'd like as many eyes on me as possible.
Exactly.
The scary world out there. So, yeah. So she was, I was like, oh my gosh, you're freaking there. This is unbelievable. And they had announced it and it was fun. So I'm like freaking out for my best friend in the Terminal 1. People are like looking at me. And then I got to go get on a plane to go bomb at this pastor's gig. I didn't bomb. I had a good set. And it was fun. She had done a good job keeping a secret, though. And actually, the producers who know we're very good friends said to her, like, you cannot tell anybody, including Dustin. Which was nice because she had told them during her screen test, like, can I call Dustin? And they're like, yeah, that's fine. So anyways, I kind of immediately go into a mode of like, oh, Tay is going to like be tired this weekend because we got to go to Florida. We were supposed to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6 shows. Mm-hmm. And she'd already started losing her voice. And like, that's a big adrenaline hit to come down from. She lost her voice. She got sick. So,
and the whole news cycle was about her.
Oh my gosh. She was trending. She was all over the place. Yeah. It was great. I mean, it was running in Rolling Stone and BBC. I mean, announcing a new late night show is a huge deal. And so, anyways, I get to Florida and she's voiceless and sick and struggling to get through. And bad story long, the shows get postponed. And now suddenly we're like, it's me, her, Zach Noe Towers, the tour manager. And we're just like, so I guess we're going home. And we're like, and I thought we were going to do
flight changes,
a bunch of shows in St. Pete, Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale. Ends up I go and spend 2 nights at the W in Fort Lauderdale, which was nice. Then fly home. And suddenly I'm home on a Saturday and we're looking at each other like, what?
I know. Yeah.
What are we supposed to do now?
Because I had just as crazy of a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, given that our son has been sick like for 2 weeks and we thought the cold was going down, but he was like coughing. And so we're getting him inhalers and then we are like looking at eligibility. Can he miss school Friday to go to a doctor's appointment?
Right.
Still race Saturday. And so then he got on antibiotics for sinus infection because it had been 2 weeks. And
poor kid.
And you're just trying to make that really hard parenting decision. Like, you know, if he doesn't race, he can't move on to districts, CIF, this Saturday. So he has to race and he wants to do it for the team and he wants to.
Yeah.
But like, does he have the lung capacity to do so?
I know.
And you don't want your kid to get like carried off on a stretcher.
I mean, this happened to you your junior year. You were hurt your junior year, right? You had a hip thing?
Yeah, I had a couple things. Like, one, I got like a flu bug at league. And
not to mention when you got walking pneumonia when you were a kid, a cheerleader at
Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
She had sold the most pies.
I sold so many pies to get there. Dallas is 2 hours away. What was I selling? We were like five in a room. I made that cheerleading team so much money off those pies. And then I got pneumonia, so no good deed goes unpunished.
That was your first lesson of no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
And
no, it wasn't
that
first.
You can make the most. That might just be your best example of from your youth. You made that. You got all those other little cheerleaders from Burke Burnett to the stadium.
I skipped the rehearsal day.
Uh-huh.
I like some poor chaperone had to like stay in the hotel with me.
Yeah.
I was coughing so much.
Where were your parents?
Well, they didn't come.
Oh,
it was,
I see.
You know, you have like three kids and one chaperone in a room.
Right.
And I was like on a rollaway. I remember that.
That poor chaperone. Now that I think about that as an adult, you're like, that's the worst night of my life.
And they're like, hey, you stay over here. So like I was having zero fun. And then Sunday morning was the football game.
Yeah.
And we were performing at halftime with probably like 5,000 other little Texas cheerleaders.
Yeah, it's a dream.
And
you didn't get to do it.
No, I had to go home. My dad had to pick me up. I slept the whole way home. And then I moved.
And now you have pie trauma. This is why you hate team fundraiser so much. You're like, well, this might backfire.
Well, in 1996, I sold the most pies.
Wichita Falls County? What county were you in?
I sold like 120 pies.
Really?
They're frozen pies.
That's a pie to everybody in Burke Burnett.
My mom had to like ask neighbors to like use their freezers because we had to distribute the pies.
Wow.
And we were also moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would give you some serious pie TSD.
You missed it.
I did.
You missed it. Pie TSD. You missed it. It was right there.
That's right.
This was also the Christmas I had walking pneumonia.
And who knew 25 years later,
yep,
your daughter would eat her own Girl Scout cookies.
It really was full circle.
Oh, man. Youth fundraisers are such a crock, man.
They are.
I understand.
Speaking of which, we have one going on right now.
I know. If you guys want to support.
I'm kidding.
Every time the team asks you to raise money, you're like, where did the league fee go? What did the...
I know.
Okay.
And you're talking to someone who just renewed a martial arts contract last night.
Martial arts is great, but it is not cheap. It is expensive to teach your daughter to defend herself.
And we have invoices awaiting for our new volleyball program that our other
everybody hurts.
Trying out for. So, yeah, it's pricey.
Sometimes.
It gets you either way.
Mm.
Yep.
Well,
where were we? Oh, so
we're talking about our weekend.
He did run and he did not get taken off on a stretcher, so I could breathe a slight sigh of relief.
Well, and then
we had three children at three events.
Yeah.
They were all dropped off before 8 a.m.
So I got home, but not in time to be helpful. Not any time to. What I did get home in time for was the fall festival, which the school fall festival, which was after.
They do it after. I think Halloween, it used to be during Halloween.
Yeah.
Like leading up to Halloween.
It wasn't as nice as it's been in previous years.
PTA is, you know, rebuilding.
Yeah.
And that's okay. COVID killed a lot of things.
Yeah. COVID killed the, and it's coming back.
It's just going to be different.
That being said, there was one guy crushing the cakewalk. There was a dad or a teacher.
The cakewalk.
They were dancing. They were moving. They were giving away.
Everyone doing jumping jacks.
It was great.
It was
burning that cake off.
It was amazing. Yeah.
And then I did.
And our daughters had a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them had a great time. And then the other
She's
was
a
just
fourth
a teenager
grader.
Who did what a teenager does, which is like, I'm going to go lay against the fence. Lean against
we're
the
gonna
fence.
We're going to sit on these stairs.
We're moved from the fence to the stairs. Can we go get Starbucks? Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah, especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop, your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important and so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have different levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bart goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you
this tech.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Yeah. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give them some training wheels right. to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that make sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them. And the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark technology is what we use constantly. And we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up and how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial for the Bark premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
So we ended up having a nice little weekend where we were at the Fall Festival. I went and did a show. We hung out. I was like, do you want to hang out at this show? And you're like, can we go get food? And then we went and got some Hodads. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah,
Hodads is great in San Diego. We've been like four times in our 12 years
of
here.
That was our second time.
Yeah. Every time you're like, this is great. What am I doing here?
They have it at Petco. They have it, which is awesome.
That was great. It was a bug. Yeah. I missed it.
Do they have it up by you?
No.
Oceanside? No, just Ocean Beach.
Not that I've seen.
Mm-mm. Well, I will say this, though. So our daughter had a sleepover that night. If your kid is going to sleep over at my house, you tell me when you're going to pick them up the next day. We had a pending pickup that I almost made my daughter end that friendship over. I like this kid, and I like you as a family. This kid needs to go back to its family.
I'll tell you why. Because, Andy, as your kids get older, they coordinate everything. Like, my daughter is inviting her friends to her birthday party. I don't know who's coming. I don't know who's RSVP'd. I don't know who she's texted. But they have to learn. You know, it's their event.
Right.
And so this happens with sleepovers. Like, sometimes a parent will want like a text, like a parental okay. Okay, the girls have planned this. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Yes, they can come over. And and that's kind of as far as you can get.
Yeah.
And then once you have other drivers in the house, suddenly we're waiting on like a 19-year-old to be the ride.
Yes. We're waiting on the brother pickup.
And I've even had kids, like after Joel's birthday party, his 16th birthday party, someone was getting an Uber. And you're like, what's going on?
Right.
It's 11 p.m. You came over to my house at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
So, like, where are we at? And that happens, you know?
I just don't.
Transportation is tough. They don't have it.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have it.
I just have about like a 12-hour cutoff I can do with another kid. Where I'm like, get out of my bathroom. Why are you here? You are not my kin.
Well, at one point I told the girls, I was like, Dustin is X, or, you know, like, I was announcing something that was happening, and instead of saying dad, I said Dustin.
Hilarious.
And they gave me such a hard time, and I was like, what do you want me to say? Like,
well, what happens is,
here's your Starbucks, here's your Fall Festival, here's your pancakes.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Well, what you realize is you have a patience level. You have a patience, like, I'm not patient with my kids. I'm even less patient with another kid in my house.
Well, you wrote the joke about it, the van door.
Yes.
Gavin can't shut
the van door. You're like, why are you... Suddenly there's another person in your house, and you're like, listen, I walk around in my underwear in my house. You have to leave. I can't have you here, like, for a full shower cycle the next day. Why are you still here? You're here for five meals?
Yeah. And you're going to take a shower here. Oh, all right.
Okay. Do you need to do your homework while you're here? You know what? We'll just drive you into school. You know what? I guess we're raising you
now. Do you need a tutor? No, I came outside And yes, our laundry's outside. And all of the bedding and all of the towels
had been taken outside.
Were put on the washer that's broken. And I was like, oh, fantastic. Great.
Come get your kit. Come get your kid. Parents, come get your kid from my house after the sleepover, after the party. I am not your babysitter.
I do think that, Andy, maybe you know about this. When you're like, I hosted. So like, if you could pick them up.
Yes.
That would be famous. I mean, like, I could drop them off. But,
oh, my gosh.
But the least you could do would pick them up because I hosted them.
That's insane. If you expect a host to take a kid home.
They
that's
do.
Crazy.
They do. The audacity.
That's
the audacity of some parents to think that I'm hosting and dropping your kid off. Am I getting paid child support for this? Do we have shared custody of your child? I better be getting some payments from you for this. Do you know how much gas is right now? Get your kid from my house. This is not my kid. I have no affection for this child. I have no affection for it. This is my kid's friend who I kind of like. This wouldn't have been my first choice for the sleepover. Get your kid out of my house, or it's going to have to start doing chores.
Someone has to put these dishes away.
Yeah. I'm already worried about scarring my kids from the noises coming from our bedroom.
Just wait till he sees undie time.
Yeah. Unless your kid wants to see my patchy chest hair, but full back hair, come get your kid out of my house. Get your freaking kid. I hate that so much. It's like, but you know what it is like, just text me. If you're running late, just text me. Just, there's a, you know what? FaceTime me.
Okay, but there are parents who are like, hey, pool party, you know, big flex. pool party.
No pool party tonight.
Two to five.
No pool party. Yeah, yeah, that's a deep one. Yeah.
So 2 to 5, and then like, it's like 6:30, and they're like, no, it's cool. Like, the party doesn't have to end.
Yeah.
And then there's like the parents who are like, park at 4:45 and be at my door.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Just be one or the other. Or
do not drop your kid off early to a kid-only birthday party.
Yeah.
And then pick them up late.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because they're late if they're staying, the parents staying, but they're early if it's a drop-off.
Yep. I got a question for you. When you were a kid sleeping over at a house, what was worse?
Oh, God.
Waking up before the whole family?
This makes me nervous.
Or waking up after the whole family?
They were both terrible.
Yeah,
because you get either. You go, oh, someone's
tired. Look who finally
and you're like,
yeah.
You know.
But as a parent, it's the opposite, where you're like, if I wake up after that kid, I'm like, whoa, my gosh.
I forgot you were over.
Did you sleep?
How long have you been up?
That was what it was, is I kept having to put on sweat. Like, I am an underwear sleeper, and that's how I move around the house for the first 15 to 20 minutes of my day, all right?
Or at night.
This is my abode. I can do it. But then I was like, oh, my gosh, middle of the night, she might be up.
She could be in the bathroom.
She could be in the bathroom. I got to freaking put on clothes. Anyway, they're all bad.
When Joel has friends over, you're like, there's another man in the house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
I don't like the way they're sweaty looking at you.
But
dude, your mom's pretty fine.
You try and put him in the living room, like on the pullout couch, you know, like bed, but they'll just go anywhere. One time he had like 5 friends over and I gave them 2 sleeping bags.
And they're like, thanks, Mrs. Dickerson. That's all we need. That's all we need.
They didn't even have pillows.
No, I just need this. You know what? I didn't get a sleeping bag, so I just used the towel, the hand towel. You know, I didn't want to ask.
But they don't care. Guys are like that.
It's true.
But you hear their deep voices all night, and you're like, who's in my house?
You know what's interesting about this is that this particular one, like, there's a little more sympathy when it's like multiple kids. You said this. You said something interesting. We were talking about this earlier today about for a long time, I was always like, man, if you don't have multiple kids, you don't know what we're going through. But you realize we're realizing now as parents, the parents in your life that have one kid are very valuable in your life.
Oh, 1,000% because they aren't overwhelmed. They read all the handouts they get.
Uh-huh.
All the emails from the schools, the coaches, and they have information for you that you have not given yourself time to figure out. And so they'll be like, will you be at that meeting tomorrow for the field trip planning?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, could you take some notes for me? and they can.
Yeah.
And that is a very valuable ally
in your
parenting life because they can drive your kid. Mm-hmm. They can host your kid for a sleepover. No big deal.
You can pick them up on time. Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be there.
Yeah.
They're reliable.
It is really important to have, it's not important to have non-parent friends. It is important to have a one parent or a one.
Absolutely.
It's not important to have non-parent friends. It is important to have a one child parent friend. Like you said, that's an asset to you because they really, they're so plugged in.
They so are.
They had drinks with the teacher that night.
Oh, they know the teachers really well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they had the time to get to know them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do the assignments and the projects.
Uh-huh.
They're just not like winging it like us.
Yeah.
And
they volunteer in the classroom.
Dropping balls. And
yeah.
They will take photos of your kids at functions that you would have never had time to take.
They'll Photoshop you in them.
Hey, I just thought maybe if you had been at this, you would have liked to have been in the photo.
Yeah, it's like having an assistant on the Zoom call.
Yes.
It's like having an assistant. It's like having someone just like...
They're going to fill you in on the info you don't know.
Yeah.
It's but like, you should know.
It's like when you get to a meeting and someone's like, hey, is one person taking notes?
For everyone.
For everyone. Mm-hmm. So we don't all have to take notes. If you could just take notes, you know.
But there is a nice thing about... Andy's got four kids. We have three kids. There is a nice thing about a family that are also raising their third child.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have friends. It's their third and our third.
Right.
And they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we are giving the same amount of effort.
Yes.
For that third child.
Yeah.
And so there is...
What's their name again?
No... There's no judgment.
None.
Because... We're both just trying to manage our older teenagers, and then we just happen to have 9-year-olds. How much Fortnite are they playing? Well, they're playing together.
I don't. I will. I don't covet the life of a non-parent. I do sometimes covet the life of someone who has one kid. I'm like, oh man, you're so free. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Oh,
you got to be a parent and you're free.
And an adult.
Take and eat it.
Oh my gosh, you get to be, that's amazing. You get to be say it again. You get to be
a parent and an adult. Yes, I am going to go to that concert.
You got to have all the fulfillment of parenthood without giving up your adulthood. One kid for the win, and now you can help other parents
and me specifically. Like they're researching colleges.
They
know about that senior trip.
They
understand FAFSA.
One parent.
Their kid took the PSATs and they've already checked the scores.
This has turned into an appreciation for one child households. You
are carrying us.
Yeah, carrying us. You are
filling the gaps.
You are the president of parents because you have time to be.
Mm-hmm. And we need you.
We need you.
We need you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We salute you.
Yep. Thank you, Shay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shout out to this specific. All right.
They could only stop raising entitled kids.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Plus absolute one big yeah families minus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Column.
You are absolutely perfect. Other than how your children turn out, thank you for sacrificing how awful that kid is going to be for the sake of the greater parenthood. One child parents, you are heroes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your kid sucks.
No, your kid sucks. They're good. They're good. They're loved. And they know
and
it.
And that's why they suck.
Know it. They know it.
You think that's going to make a good adult, knowing that you're loved?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be healthy. You'll be healthy, but you'll give nothing to the rest of us because you have no needs. You have to be needy so you can give people things to make good things.
To be an artist.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's do an email, everybody.
Okay. All right.
This is from Daniel. You guys shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Oh, also, we have reached the annual, this is an annual tradition.
It is.
Holiday horror stories. Two syllables on that one, horror. And
It is time.
Andy's new. This will be Andy's first cycle of this. So give mm-hmm us good ones. Tell us about your holidays gone wrong. I want to hear ER visits. I want to hear an uncle in jail. I want to hear it took 4 hours to build a dollhouse, and then I spent more money at Dave and Buster's trying to entertain the kids while you built that than the dollhouse cost. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Give us. I want to hear.
We want to hear it.
I want to hear
travel. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
I want to hear drunken fights. I want to hear travel delays. I want to hear storms. Holiday horror stories. Give us the worst of the worst. Don't make me come back there. gmail.com. This is not one of those. This is from Daniel. Daniel's a good friend of the pod.
Hey, Daniel.
Subject. I deleted the subject. Oh, marriage story. There it is. Here we go.
All right.
Hello, Dustin and Mel. The wife and I had a shotgun wedding on a Sunday afternoon in July of 2002. I was 19 and she was 18. That's not part of the story. It seems like it is. It seems like it is. But who doesn't love a shotgun wedding? Having been married for more than 20 years now, you can imagine all the fun and all the fights along the way. My wife kept telling me how she couldn't sleep at night and it was my fault. What did I do? I bought an expensive bed for myself and put it in our closet. At first, I missed having her next to me and our pillow talk that would sometimes go deep into the night. Now I sleep better than ever, and then she still doesn't sleep well. I guess I wasn't the problem. Weird. Love you guys. Keep the pods coming. Your essential oils as a backseater. Daniel Owens. Thanks for the email. You know, here's to husbands staying in the closet. All right. Do you have something else?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think you marry a non-sleeper. Sleepers marry a non-sleeper.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes.
All right, interesting. I'm the non-sleeper. She's a sleeper.
I'm a sleeper.
And Mercedes?
Non-sleeper.
There you go.
Yeah. Clearly it works.
Yeah, because my marriage is fine. We're just fine.
Crushing it.
We're so fine. Crushing it.
Thanks for that, bunny. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's $25 up a month. That's a big money right there. What you get is you get a special shout out on this podcast at the end right now. So first up,
April Griffiths,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Bonnie Galindo,
Carrie T,
Caroline Crimmins,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Damaris Diaz Stevens,
Dan and Chelsea Morell,
Daniel Owens,
David and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Isaac Teron,
Jason White,
Jennifer Ashley Downs,
Jessica Handherend,
Joshua and Nikki Platt,
Jordan Lara,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Matt and Sam Slosdom,
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt,
Nicole Carose,
Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Robert and Nellie Capin,
Stephen Menya,
and Tiffany Payne. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.